Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Well, in John chapter 4, verses 16b through 18, it says this: God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. The Christian kind of love spoken here is a relationship with God, and it experiences a love built upon being immersed in Him, in His love. Then it becomes a part of our environment, or abiding within us as we walk about and live in this world. John doesn't just use a Greek word here that simply says maturity or completeness. He actually uses a word that refers more to perfectly perfected or completely complete love. He's saying that as we grow in our love for God, we become more like Him in all the areas of our daily life. It becomes a part of who we are. This love should be first and foremost and obvious to our families. Family is important to God. The Bible describes how He created the family unit and established it as a core for human relationships. If it's not happening at home, it's probably not happening in the church the right way, because there's a home family and there's a church family. As we read God's word, we will see that it is filled with instructions about family. We're born into families and nurtured through families, and each of these families is unique because the people in our families are unique. Yet, all these families are to be the breeding ground or the host or the cultivation for God's love to grow. That's a place where my parents taught me as their parents taught them, and we teach our children. At times, some think love is more about having or getting things rather than the actions and habits we practice as we live in life. Each home or family is obviously slightly different. We can learn a lot about people by watching their behaviors within the family unit. In fact, Paul made a person's actions and attitudes towards his family as a test to determine his spiritual maturity and qualifications to lead in the church. Some people in this world may have a different idea about the family, but God's design for the family has not changed one bit from when He created it. For each of us, men, women, young and old, our characters demonstrated by our actions and attitudes, first and foremost, in our family units. The family unit in this world is fractured when we leave God out of the center of it. Yet so many have done just that. Within our family relationships, we show our priorities, our values, and our perspectives on life. As our children grow up within the family unit, it is our parenting and examples which teach them how to become loving, caring, godly adults. It's not done by accident, but rather by loving as the Lord tells us to love others and allowing that love to guide us every day, even as far as, well, forever. We never get too old to be growing in this. It becomes a very part of who we are at the core of our lives. This passage says, whoever lives in love lives in God, and thus God is living within them. Think about that for a while. I wonder what others see in the life actions of those who claim to be His children. If it is our desire that others see Jesus and the love of God when they look at us, we should start right now thinking about what it means to live in His love and allowing that love to guide our hearts, minds, words, and actions, intentionally seeking for it to grow. Paul says we are to be just like Jesus as we live our lives here in this world. He also says that perfect love drives out fear. I think what he's talking about there is where there's the love of the brothers in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, where that resides, they need not to be fearful. Is that true for all places where we gather? That's something to think about, something to desire and work after. Prayer thoughts for today: Linda Dobbins, Grace, as she has knee surgery coming up, Scott Rooney, recovering from shoulder surgery, Brian, Charlie's stepdad, is not doing well, missionaries and families, those in Pakistan, Hawaii, Florida, and other states, our nation, church, our families. And let me just say, take a few moments in prayer. And after you're done praying for the needs you are aware of, thank God and ask Him to help you grow in the love that He has for you. In Jesus' name. Have a great day. God bless.